If you smoke cigars, you better know this name. Cigar Craig's blog has set the net aflame. You can be sure Craig knows his stuff, with a new review each time he takes a puff. Learn about tobacco from the ends of the earth. Grab a cigar and get ready to herf. Brothers of the leaf, there's only one place to be. CigarCraig.com. Oh yeah.
Hi, this is Craig from the Cigar Craig podcast, and this week I'm here with Kevin Shahan from CigarProp.com, among other things. Welcome to the show, Kevin. How are you tonight?
I'm doing Craig. Good, Craig. How are you doing tonight?
Doing okay. Hopefully this goes well. I'm here in the spacious CigarCraig.com studios, which, by the way, the naming rights are available. So anybody wants to join in the fun and become the whatever studios, that would be fine. Just contact me. I'm easy to find.
Yep.
But, yep, I'm in the studio, and you might hear dogs, you might hear chickens. Something could happen. Who knows? But we'll just play it by ear and see what happens.
Yep. So same on my end. I'm in a spacious garage, so you may hear dogs. Maybe you might hear some kids.
Mm-hmm. Could be worse.
Yep.
So I just lit up a Fat Bottom Betty from Drew Estate.
And I'm lighting mine up as we speak.
You may have done similar. Yeah. Yep. Yep. This is an interesting cigar that I enjoy from time to time. It's very very similar to the what used to be the Natural and is now the Laratan line, which if you're dyslexic, you'll understand that they take a Natural and turn it around and made it Laratan, because in the days of FDA, you wouldn't want to call something Natural.
No, that you don't.
No, it's somehow a bad thing to call something Natural. I don't know. Anyway, but the remind me what the difference is between the Natural and the Deadwood Tobacco's Yummy Bitches selection. Do you remember that?
I don't.
I'm kind of blanking.
You know, I'm not sure what the difference is. I'm not sure if I've ever read what the difference is. Definitely, the Deadwood Tobacco is more infused, a lot sweeter. Because I just had a couple of Loratans just a couple weeks ago, and it's and then you know I like the Natural line, the Dirt, and they're just not as sweet. So there's sometimes that I want an infused cigar. It's not often, but then sometimes I want an infused cigar that's not as sweet. So I'll go for the Natural line because it's just, like I said, I'm not sure what the difference is, but the Natural line's definitely not as sweet.
Now it's been my impression that the Natural and this line aren't necessarily infused. They're sweetened gum on the cap, but they're not infused as much as they use tobaccos from Perique and Syrian tobaccos that are more often used in pipe tobaccos.
Yes, I was.
They're more, what's the word I want, exotic tobaccos.
Exactly. Now, I was just smoking the Drew Estate Egg with my fiance a couple weeks back, and that uses a lot of the same tobaccos as the Natural and the Fat Bottom Betty, and I think like I said, from Syria, Pakistan, like Turkey, all these far-off, exotic, Far East places, and that one used like 12 exotic tobaccos. So same thing, I don't necessarily think they're infused, but I don't know, something is giving them, obviously, the sweetened flavor. You know.
Yeah, I know they use a sweet gum on the cap.
Yes.
Of that, and that it's... To me, it's a little irritating until it, you know, until you get through it and it goes away. But
yeah,
it doesn't, not enough to put me off of it. I like the variety of, it's a good change of pace for me, you know, kind of like a Candela is a nice change of pace, you know, to have that. It's really a lot of flavor, and it's a lot of flavor.
Yeah,
it's different.
I just had the a Candela last night, the Camacho Candela, and then I just went back to about a week ago, the Cuba. Have you tried the Cuba Candela?
I have, and yeah. I think the Cuba Candela, I think that the bitterness of the Candela wrapper knocks down the sweetness of the infusion in that to make it pretty tolerable.
Yeah.
A Cuba is too much for me. It's too floral, too flowery for me. But the Candela wrapper makes it a little better for me. I can tolerate it.
Yeah.
With the Candela wrapper.
I agree.
Camacho. I haven't had the new Camacho, but I went through a box of the old ones probably 8 or 9 years ago, and that was a fantastic cigar.
Yeah, the new ones are really good, really good.
Yeah.
I'm really digging on the Candelas lately, and I did have a, man, for the life of me, I can't think of the name of it, but it was the only Candela that I didn't like. For me, that Candela is really, it's got to have either like a really strong tobacco, or I think a strong tobacco or an infused to kind of offset the bitterness of the leaf. But, it was the Viaje. It was the St. Patrick Special from a couple of years ago. And the tobacco was so light and so mild that you couldn't taste the tobacco. And that Candela wrapper really didn't do good on that cigar. It was just a very bitter, very sour cigar.
Yeah, I haven't had that one. You'll want to get your hands on the Roma Craft Formorium.
Yeah.
That's one you'll like. You'll enjoy the crap out of that one. I think you'll really like that one.
I'll keep my eye open for that one. I was just, when I met and got to hang out with your good buddy Steve Saka, I was asking him why he hasn't done a Candela yet.
And he laughed in your face.
He said he'd love to do a Candela because he's only got to age the wrapper for 7 days. He goes,
That's true.
Yeah, that would be great. not all that time spent aging those wrappers.
Certainly, from a dollar and cent standpoint, I can see where he'd be on board with that.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, let's talk about cigar props for a little bit.
All right.
Cigar props are exactly what they say they are.
Yeah, they're just little holders that prop up your cigar.
And I'm looking at two of them, and I probably use one every day. I find them to be very handy, and they're not something you need necessarily, but they're a very nice thing to have, very handy.
Oh, that they are, and in my case, like I said, I have to have them. I need something. You know, like I said, I'm sitting in my garage right now, my workspace, and it's clean to the average person, but it's dirty, it's dusty. I've got machining equipment, drill presses, so I lay a cigar down somewhere, and it could be in, you know, oil or coolant or anything else. So, but that's, you know, if you go on cigarprop.com, like I said, it'll say in the About Me section, it definitely came from a necessity, you know, of using, you know, my machine, and, you know, my cigar was rolling around, it was getting dirty, so in the middle of some little projects I was working on, I whipped up a little holder, and that was it. So some people need it, some people don't need it, but it's always something cool to have.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And along the same lines, you mentioned cigarprop.com. You just updated that website, correct?
I'm working on it right now. My son, this will be his very first paying gig of website design, and that's what he went to school for. So right now we're working on it. The I sent out some testers today to get some feedback, and you know, over the next 2 weeks or so, we've probably got, you know, about 50 to 100 things that we have to change and move around. And, you know, we found some flaws and some bugs, and So, but yeah, that'll be launching the new website here in about a month, probably.
Nice. Yeah, that's the thing about websites. They sort of are an evolution. They always have something that's changing and always something that's breaking, and it's never done. I just made some changes today and broke some things and had to fix them.
Yeah.
So, you know. But that's cool. And so you have the props and you have the standard props and you have the portable, the XC.
Yep.
And you've made the lighter leading tool, which is really cool.
Yeah, I've got that going. That's selling really well, even though you get some naysayers, as you've seen on some of the forums that say either A, you don't need to bleed your lighters, or B, just use a pick or a screwdriver and you'll be fine. But
and I have talked to some of those people personally, and I've said, you know, you're right, this isn't something you need, but it'll save your lighter. It's something that I have on my desk, and I had somebody that we were talking lighters, right? And we were comparing, we had both had the exact same lighter, and he said, hey, have you ever, after, you know, a couple months, had it start giving you trouble, sputtering, and, you know, stuff like that? So I said, no, because every time I fill it, I've got this little tool on my desk that I bleed it and purge it every time, and I never have a problem. He said, wow, that's a great idea. And there you go. You know, I never have a problem with the lighter, because every time I empty one out, I use that handy little tool, bleed the air out, fill it up, bleed it a little more, top it off, and I never have a problem.
Yeah.
For years, I used a little tiny Phillips head screwdriver, because it has, you know, four little flutes. So, you know, you press down on the stem, it's got some place for the air to go. But still, you run the risk of damaging the intake valve. And as the costs of a lighter goes up, the risk goes up with it, you know, of screwing up that lighter.
And
you get into a couple $100 DuPont, and, you know, you don't want to mess that up.
Exactly. And as cigar smokers, I mean, and I sell that one for, you know, $15 with free shipping on my website. You know, we've pissed away more money on dumber stuff than, you know, I'm on workbench now. I've got, you know, all these cutters, all these lighters, and I don't have a single thing that's under $20. You know, it's just all these little gadgets and gadgets, and this is definitely one that works. So, and like I said, it's just great, because we did the Kickstarter, and the Kickstarter went way beyond what I thought it would do. But now I'm just getting
at your goal in like 3 days.
Yeah,
right?
3 days I was at my goal, and then after it was all over, it was just as they started going out, you know, I was just getting all these emails, you know, and messages from all these people that said, you know, I've had a drawer full of lighters. Every time one stops working or I can't get the air bled out, you know, throw it in the drawer, put it on the desk, and so many people kept saying it has brought every single lighter back to life. And just people just thanking me, and that was, you know, just all those just wonderful messages was more than enough for me. It was just, you know, because I know how, like I said, you said these lighters keep going up and up, and, you know, now you can't get, you know, a kind of a nice lighter for under $100. You know, it's getting it's getting tougher. So, but we also we're working on the prototype for the version 2.0, so that's going on right now. I'll have one of yours coming your way here shortly, within the next couple weeks, to see how you like the second version. So, you know, we took all the advice that people asked for on version 1, and, you know, we made it portable, keychain ring, covered the end.
Nice.
And the only thing, you know, everybody kept asking, you know, was for can you put a cigar punch in there? Can you put a cigar punch in there? And unfortunately, you know, all my products are 100% made in the USA. just adding something else like that. People don't, you know, machining, you know how,
yep,
you know, the cost of adding just that one little thing just raises it so high. I just couldn't justify the cost and the time. So
not only that, but you get into a punch and you're into a blade and you're into sharpening and you're into the whole, punches are tough. You know, and you're into getting the right size, and there's a lot of great punches on the market, and you don't want to, you know, there's a lot of people that play in that space.
That's it. You know, I always tell everybody, it's I never want to reinvent the wheel. I don't want to make something else that, you know, like I said, I love my Zycar punch. I love it. I mean, it's fantastic. Like I said, I don't think I could do better than they did. So I mean, I don't want to. You know, one little thing that I started carrying on my Amazon store is I have a little cigar logbook. You know, one of those little books, like little field notes you can put your bands in, and I had been looking for probably a year. You know, and then I finally got a hold of some publishers. I'm like, I can't find what I want, and I was going to have one made, and then just out of the blue, I happened to be on buying those Drew Estate eggs. I was on cigar.com. They had one, a little cigar logbook, and from the pictures, I'm like, you know what, that might be something that might be right up my alley, what I'm looking for. I got it in the mail, bam, it was everything that I wanted in a cigar logbook. So I bought a bunch from them, got their permission to resell them, and now I just resell them.
Nice.
You know, why reinvent the wheel if there's already something else out there?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's... The punch thing, there's plenty of great punches out there. Like you mentioned, the Zycar, the Adorini has one that I've been using for a year now that's fantastic because it has two punches built into it. That's, you know, a large one that's big enough for a 50 ring gauge. That's, you know, it just covers everything.
Exactly.
You don't need anything else, right?
Yep, that's it. So, yeah, so, you know, I try and always come up with something new, something innovative.
Yep, right. That's what I love about you. Then you have other products, non-cigar related. You have a successful a beard product company.
Yeah, it's a Irish Beard Balm. It's going strong. I think we're coming up on our fourth anniversary. So that's what really started it all, and you know, just making good quality beard products. And same thing on that, you know, there's 900 at last count, like 974, 950, but over 900 beard companies out there making and manufacturing beard products. And there's three companies that manufacture a product like mine. My company, Irish Beard Balm. And the other two companies are companies that I knew the guys, and I helped them start their companies. So,
all right.
You know, didn't give them my recipe, but I got them close enough to make it different. So, but yeah, and the same thing on that, you know, just couldn't find a product that I liked, so I made my own.
That's awesome. Very cool. So now, you sell direct on your website, on Cigar Props. Cigarprop.com.
Yep.
Right. You have an Amazon store.
Yep. So just about all my products are stocked by Amazon. So if you have Prime, you know, you can get the two day free shipping with Prime.
Now I noticed the XC was a featured product.
Yes, that was my very first product that I actually got an Amazon's choice.
Amazon's choice, right?
Yeah, so that was ecstatic when I and they didn't even tell me that. I just happened to be scrolling through, and Amazon tried to sell me my own product as an Amazon's choice. So I was blown away when I got when I got the Amazon's choice little badge and logo on there. So that's super, super cool.
I saw that. I thought that was pretty cool. And then. Are they available anywhere else now?
Yep. Yeah. You can get them on Etsy. You can get them on eBay. So I try and cover, you know, all the bases. You know, it's kind of weird. You know, I started off with just my website and then Amazon, and Some people wanted them on Etsy, then some people wanted them on eBay. So, you know, eBay people only shop eBay. Amazon people only shop Amazon. So, I've got to put them on every platform that there is. You know, just so everybody can be comfortable and get them where they want.
Have you been successful getting them any brick and mortar? I know you've been to some shows with them.
I've got a few stores that carry them. It's one of those things. The cigar prop, it doesn't do well in the stores. You know, like I said, I absolutely kill it online. You know, I do a great, right. great business. I think it's just one of those impulse items. Either people see it, and they gotta have it. So, I don't know. You know, I just don't do that well. Now, the new cigar lighter bleed tool, you know, I'm in two brick and mortar stores right now, and absolutely doing fantastic with those. I'll be in more. I'm really not pushing that because later this week, early next week, I'll finally have all my packaging in, all my counter displays. So I'm hoping those will take off a little bit more. I've got Felix Asseline with Felix Asseline Cigars. He's out at the IPCPR right now, and he asked me to send him a few of my bleed tools, so he's been showing them around to a few people, so
nice.
So hopefully that'll generate a little buzz, you know, for that, and
awesome.
We'll get into some more, you know, some more stores that way. So speaking of that, do you miss not being there this year?
A little bit. I mean, it's a mix of missing seeing everybody and kind of relief of not having to work so hard and bust my ass running around to see everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been a little crazy out there. They had a late start yesterday because there was a fire in the ceiling and you know, they had a sprinkler go off and soak some carpets. They had to delay the start for 3 hours to clean it up.
And, yeah.
Yeah, there was some... it was some craziness, and you know, it travel's a hassle, and yeah, I miss it, but I don't in some ways, you know.
Yeah, we're
I've done it 8 times, right?
Oh, have
over
you?
The years.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been there a lot of times. So.
We're definitely going to do it next year. Definitely, I think we're going to try and get out there this winter. You got the Big Smoke Vegas. So, not as a vendor or anything. I think me and Jesse are we're gonna try and get out there just to be regular people. And she likes Vegas. She's been out there a couple times. I've never been, so I figured maybe we'll try. You know, we'll try the Big Smoke and see how that is.
Right. See, I was thinking that when they announced the Big Smoke, they'd be smart to have the Big Smoke and like right around the time of the IPCPR when everybody's already there. All the manufacturers, but you know, what do I know?
Yeah, I don't know. You either do it, you know, right around the same time, or you do it 6 months later to bring everybody back into town. So,
right.
But yeah,
so yeah. And there's another big show out there in the winter, the Tobacco Plus Expo. It's a big. It's more. The wider tobacco industry, you know, the 7-Elevens and the convenience stores and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
the cigar gets out there too.
And I heard rumors, you know, and I was just talking, you know, the other day that the medicinal marijuana people have bought most of the booths out there this year.
Is that right?
So that's what I heard. So, you know, so
interesting.
I don't know. We'll see. But you know, but yeah, it was. I know that one's a greater variety. So it's definitely not something up my alley. But
mm-hmm. No. I mean, I've passed on going to that one in the past myself.
Yeah. So
yeah. Hopefully, I'll get back there next year. It just wasn't the year for me this year. But.
Yeah, it wasn't for us either. Like I said, we just weren't ready. We were so far behind on the bleed tool, and packaging and everything else. I just didn't want to get out there and get, I was afraid of getting too many orders and then not being able to fulfill. And then, you know, that you definitely don't want to be that guy, you know. It's just, if you're gonna do it right, be prepared.
Yeah, and that's a fear of most first time exhibitors that I've talked to. But, you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
Even Steve Sacco was afraid of that the first year.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That makes me feel better then.
And he went the first year, didn't even hand out samples, and sold out.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. But he, you know, his name carries some weight.
Yep.
But he's he kills it out there every year. He's crazy. But anyway, sir, I appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me for a while and chat about cigar props and cigars and talk about all this good stuff. And I wish you the most success, of course.
Oh, exactly. And
I appreciate your friendship.
I definitely appreciate everything that I appreciate you. I appreciate everything that you've done for me. You know, I know we go back, you know, a little bit, you know, on a project that we tried years ago and which didn't take off, but
yeah, tubes.
Yes, yeah. It's still always out there. You know, the problem with that is everybody's making those now. You know, back then nobody was really doing them. So, but yeah, I definitely appreciate you always, you know, trying, you know, at least hyping up my products. And you know, if I got get something new, you know, always throwing it out there for you and or for everybody else. And, you know, and I just appreciate that, you know, anywhere I go, you know, your name has got me into more conversations, you know, because at least, you know, it's like, hey, you know, Cigar Craig says hi. And they're like, oh, you know Craig. And I'm like, yes, I know Craig. So I always I was talking with Jessica just last week, and I'm like, you know, that's my only goal. You know, I can never repay you for anything that you've done for me, because there's just no monetary figure that you know, it's priceless. But I'm just hoping one day that you can go somewhere and say, hey, you know, I know Kevin Shahan, and then someone will be like, oh, you know Kevin, you know. So I'm just hopefully one day, you know, you'll be able to use my name to get you in somewhere.
Yeah, and I'm just hoping one day you don't drop my name and they say, I don't know, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Get away from me.
No. The closest I ever got was Steve Sacco, and says, Craig loves smoking cheap ass cigars.
Steve knows me too well.
Exactly.
Yep, very good. Well, I appreciate you taking the time. And that wraps up this fifth episode of the Cigar Craig podcast. I want to take a moment and thank Dave at Cigar Hacks and for his technical advice today. And I want to take a moment and say check out the Retro Hell podcast. It's an amusing podcast. And if you get over to PuroTrader.com, use the code RETRO and try and get them a couple bucks, because they never get any, so give them a shot. So from the Cigar Craig podcast, that wraps it up. Check out CigarCraig.com, check out CigarProp.com, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Cigar Craig podcast. Please visit CigarCraig.com for some news and general cigar nonsense. Feel free to leave your comments and suggestions. And that's all for today. Until the next time, I'm Cigar Craig.
If you smoke cigars, you better know this name. Cigar Craig's blog has set the net aflame. You can be sure Craig knows his stuff, with a new review each time he takes a puff. Learn about tobacco from the ends of the earth. Grab a cigar and get ready to herf. Brothers of the Leaf, there's only one place to be, CigarCraig.com. Oh yeah.